Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, if you want more from us, then please do consider checking out Red Men Plus as a club legend. That is the top tier that gets you extra perks and benefits, access to our exclusive club legend Discord chat. It will also give you free merchandise every year and a whole host of bonus features. Get involved on our club legends show. You can be on a show with the cast and crew of Red Men TV every week and a whole host of extra bonus perks, as well as all the usual brilliant videos and podcasts. Go to redmenplus.com and sign up as a club legend.
Looking ahead to Aston Villa, Unai Emery in particular, are they a bit of an unknown quantity in some respects, given that we saw them have those three competitive games and then he's had this break to work with the players?
Yes, but I think what you can expect is Unai stands for a specific kind of football and was really successful and did an incredible job at Villarreal, not only there, but now recently there. And what you saw in the first few games they played and the games we could see in this preseason now looks quite similar, because it's a good way to play and it's his way and it's his how he wants to organize a team. And so, yes, of course, we don't know exactly what to expect, but you never know exactly what you expect. And but we know, at least we have an idea how they will try to cause us problems. And so that's what we prepare for. We have our analyse obviously started already as well. And so now we have 2 days' time to create a plan to cause them problems.
You won't have seen what Jamie Carragher said, because you were out on pitch when he was talking about about your prospects. But he was talking about the fact that any new investors would have to come in and spend £200-250 million in the summer to get you closer to the top again. I mean, is that the sort of money that it would take, that you feel?
Ooh, it's Christmas time, man. I don't know about the amount of money and stuff like this, what you need exactly, but I'm not against investment, to be honest, that's clear. But yeah, we will see what the future brings. Nobody knows that in the moment. And but I'm still convinced it will be good. Future will be bright for us. But in the moment, we have to sort the situation. So nothing to do with any kind of future investments or stuff, or investors or whatever. We have to sort the presence, and that's what we are working on.
What about January? I mean, is there a prospect of anyone coming in? There's obviously been a lot of talk about Jude Bellingham specifically.
In January?
Yeah. Well, that's the question, really. I mean, is that a deal that can only be done in the summer?
Oh, I'm the wrong person. Are you from the buying side or the selling side? Or I'm the wrong person to ask that. I don't know. You have to ask other people about that. But January, in our situation, I think, is a window where we always say in this moment, because it's true, we are from the sports side, we are always prepared. That's how it is. It's always clear what kind of ideas we have, what kind of or how the necessity is from our point of view, and that's clear. But all the rest doesn't lie 100% in our hands. That's how it is, and so we have to, and we always work with what we've got. So, and that will not change. And I think you can imagine the situation we are in. That yeah, we are probably looking. If something happens, we will see.
Thank you, Jurgen. Obviously, there were a few injuries around last night's game. Bobby, you said, had a issue training. James Milner came off. Alex wasn't quite there. So, how are we looking now, 24 hours on, with Bobby?
Yeah, Millie didn't get better since then. will be out for a couple of games. Same for Bobby, but Bobby's like this, he's already on the better side of it, even it's only a few days ago, but it's not a major thing. So we will look day by day with him. And Ox is fine. Ox was ill and like Trent. Some of the stuff as well. So that's why we have to be careful in the moment, absolutely, like everybody. I think it's going around. And so let's make planning really difficult for the next game, because it's, everything is, we were 100% clear what we want to do against City, and then you have to change in the last second pretty much. That's not cool, but it's a situation, and that might happen against Aston Villa as well. So we need just to be flexible, stay flexible. Apart from that, Virg trained now, obviously completely normal, so we'll be there. Trent hopefully will be better, and was not part of the full session, but of parts. Let's see how that develops until tomorrow. Anybody else? No, that's it.
Well, how do you feel approaching this restart of the Premier League? Are you excited about it? Is there a sense of trepidation with the competition?
I don't even know the word. What was it?
Is there a sense of anxiety, if you like? No. Increased competition
around it? Ooh, no. No, that's not there. So we are really excited about it. We are really happy to go again, really, like this. It's all the players who are back from the World Cup now look really on it. So that's very important. I think some of them could really gain confidence, even when it probably was not that low before, but a good World Cup, like for Hendo, for example, is for sure helpful. And so, no, we are really looking forward to what's coming up. But we know it's intense, and there are never guarantees out there, and we know that all the others, I can imagine at Arsenal, everybody's buzzing to go again. City, you saw last night, they have expectations and ambitions. And so that's how it is. And there are much more teams. We obviously left a gap between us and much more exciting spots in the table. But we consider ourselves for the moment in punching distance, and that means we have to chase, and that's what we will do. And I saw good signs last night, and I was not happy with everything, didn't like our counter press, to be honest, or pretty much it was not existing, which I don't like. With the lineup, which was really only a few hours before the game clear how we have to play or will play, we had the time to adapt. I was clear we need that, but it was a bit, City could have scored before they scored. So, and that's what I didn't like. And after that, we found a way in the game. That's positive. So it's a mix. The game last night, and it's against a super team. Not to forget, if we play our best football, they cause us problems in moments. That's clear. But, and that was the question, and that's the case, we are really looking forward to the games coming up.
Does that give you cause for optimism there, with what lies ahead, given what you saw?
There's a reason for optimism, definitely. But optimism, the problem is I'm a very optimistic person, so that doesn't mean a lot. And if we know that Aston Villa will be a massive test. That's how it is. This is.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A tough place to go anyway. But now especially, I would say, and that's why we have to prepare for. But for them, it's not that easy as well. So what do they know about us, and what do they know about themselves? You have these friendlies, preseason friendlies behind closed doors. They had one, I think, against Everton, if I'm right. Nobody knows anything about that. That's really rare in the world of football. You can't get a lineup. You can't get nothing. Or maybe you have it. Anybody has a lineup from that game? Look. Still possible. And so there is there are kind of a few uncertainties, but that's no problem. That's what we deal with all the time. And so two more days to prepare, and then let's go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jürgen. So it's obviously difficult to think about form because nobody's been playing for so long. Their last game was a win at Brighton, which was a great result. Danny Ings, who I know you know very well and have a lot of time for, scored twice in that game, and it's difficult, I suppose, to leave a club like Liverpool at times and go on from strength to strength, but he seems to be able to do that, and he'd be a real threat.
Yeah. The thing is, he didn't make it in the end, let me say like this, here was just because of injuries. And of course, and then a player in his age needs to and wants to play regularly. And we couldn't offer that in that moment. So, and that was the only reason. There was no other reason. The quality was never in doubt, not for a second. And he showed it at Southampton, showing you now at Aston Villa. So that's clear. But they have other good strikers on top of that. At least one or two of the games they played now was with Watkins and Bailly up front. It's massive speed. They found their 4-4-2, so there's place, maybe only space for two strikers. But Bailly could play the wing as well. So we will see how they will come. But Ingsy, when he's on the pitch, is always a threat. He's a real goal getter. So like in the pure sense, and that makes him really, really dangerous for each opponent.
I know we've spoken a little bit about it so far today, but are you expecting, or do you think the break for the World Cup will have an effect on the rest of the season? We
don't know yet. What can I say? It would be just guessing. I have no idea. We will see that. We hope that it has some positive effect, especially even when our last spell before the break was absolutely okay. I don't think about these kind of things, but I think we won 8 out of 10 games, if I'm right. I read it somewhere, so that was good. If we would have done that in the 10 games before, we would be in a different situation. It's a lot to come, and we don't think about the break anymore, really. So it's now for us, it's now the start for something new, building on the things we did so far, knowing we can do better, expecting from ourselves we do better. Find a way to win a football game and start with that on Boxing Day.
And you've got obviously a lot of games to play now over Christmas and New Year. But with the break, I know it's the same for all teams, but is that harder because you've had that break to get going again with all those games?
I don't know. We will see. I wouldn't see a reason for it, or cannot see a reason for it, but we will see. We will see. So we have players, they have rhythm, some. So, just want to say, Hendo had rhythm in that period, training, games. Ali had probably rhythm. So, all the others have more or less. Ibu, maybe, can say he had rhythm. All the others had a break. They were at the World Cup. Fabinho and Trent, they played minutes there, but it was training more or less. Now a week off starting. I cannot see a massive effect. It's for the players who play a lot, virtual obviously has rhythm. For the players who played a lot during the World Cup, the whole year will be incredibly intense, because that it's not that they have now three or four games more in a fully packed schedule anyway. And that's really, really, really tough. But for the moment, and we have to see how we deal with that, and we will be really careful with all the information we get. But for the moment, everybody should be fine.
Carl?
Hi.
You spoke earlier about players who came back from the World Cup with more confidence, having done well or done well personally. But what about those who came back with maybe a more disappointing experience?
So long ago. I don't know who that could be. So Welsh played a good World Cup. They didn't go that far, for example. And I don't think Fabinho or Trent lost any kind of confidence just because they didn't play now that many minutes. So it's not about that. Who could? No, Darwin, no sign for that. All these kind of things. It's not for some. It's a boost, and for others, it's a normal situation. So we footballers are used to deal with setbacks or with missing expectations or targets. That happens every year pretty much. So it doesn't. We don't carry that with us too long. No, I'm not worried about that. His first session will be the 27th.
Yeah, obviously, during the World Cup, it remains that Julian Ward will be leaving his position at the end of the season. I just wondered how big a surprise that came to you and what kind of impact that might have on what the club plans to do in the meantime.
Was a surprise when Julian told me. But we work completely normal together until that day when he will leave. So Julian is 100% committed and everything is fine. We never had a problem, will not have a problem, so it's all fine. And when he told him, I think it was after Southampton game, I was surprised in that moment, but that's his decision, and that's okay. It will have no impact for this period, not at all.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.